Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Kunle put people at the heart of everything they create.
The way that I approach work post-fatherhood has really been trying to understand the generation that we're building devices for. Here at the Comcast family, we're building an integrated in-home Wi-Fi solution for millions of families like my own.
Now millions of families can work, learn, and play together under one roof. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the US embassy in Kyiv has received information of a potential significant air attack and will be closed, the US Department of State Consular Affairs has said in a statement. Of course, this comes off the back of indeed Ukraine firing six US missiles at a Russian border region. And I'm joined now by Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Sean, can you give us a kind of a handle on what is going on now? Are these really significant escalations? That, you know, we know that there was NATO operations off the Russian border in Finland over the last number of days. We know that the Russians have said that they're going to lower their threshold for nuclear, strikes. What is your actual read of what's going on?
Yeah, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on. I have to say I'm much more sanguine about this. I think we're fanning the flames, which President Putin has started deliberately to try and scare everybody and stop the West intervening. The harsh reality is this all started because US President Biden approved the use of those army tactical missile systems for use into Russia. And that suddenly looked like that was going to be the answer to the maiden's prayer. It's not. These are very capable missiles, but they're incredibly expensive. There's not many of them. They've got a relatively small charge. They're not going to change the game. And although overnight we've been hearing, you know, Russia claims that they shot down five out of six of them that were fired, the US has said they think that two out of eight were actually shot down. But the harsh reality is they're not going to change the game at all. What has happened is every step of the way, and we've talked, you and I have talked about this relentlessly, is every time Putin sees the West get more and more confident, he rattles that nuclear saber, he threatens Armageddon, and everybody backs off. And Russia knows that if the West was to get properly involved, their invasion will be stopped in a heartbeat. So this is a lot of rhetoric. Nothing's actually changed on the ground. The fact that the US embassy, potentially is under attack. I was in Kyiv literally only a month ago for a week. Kyiv is a beautiful city. It is regularly attacked. There's lots of remnants and missiles fall everywhere. It is a bit predictable that Putin would probably have a go at warning the US embassy, but whether they actually strike it or not is a completely different matter.
Okay. So would you think the likelihood, for example, of a nuclear strike is extremely low then? I spoke to Ukrainian MP Lesia Vasilenko 2 days ago, and she was quite dismissive of that idea, that the Russians would use nuclear arms.
The trouble is, I know we're on radio, but I've got a lot of grey hair. I served in the Cold War. We were serving with the omnipresent threat of nuclear war. And there were lots of escalations, DEFCON escalations, as you get close to that day. We're nowhere near that position. There will be absolutely no advantage for President Putin to press a nuclear button. You know, nuclear weapons are abhorrent, but we can't uninvent them. And the fact is, they have helped secure the peace because mutually assured destruction, if one side sets off one, it sets off a chain of events. There's no reason for Putin to do that.
Okay, so in your view, are we looking at saber rattling? Is that where we're at?
Absolutely right. I mean, things are not, you know, Putin is on the front foot at the moment. He's pushing really hard to try to achieve his objectives by the 20th of January. Why is that important? Because obviously that's Inauguration Day and there is the potential, just the potential, for a negotiation to start. Putin will want to start that in a position of strength. Okay. He's therefore pushing everything he can at the battle to try to seize his objectives before then.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, Sean. That is Sean Bell there, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.